Hello and welcome to Crystal Group's Rugged Advantage podcast. I'm your rap session host, Karen Hildebrand, and today we're talking about what it means to be rugged. Not in the woodsy lumberjack sense, but as it pertains to computer hardware. So to talk us through this baseline definition of what is rugged relative to computer hardware, as well as why it matters, is Jim Shaw, Executive Vice President of Engineering at Crystal Group.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
Glad to have you here. I'm always happy to talk to you because you do such an amazing job of breaking down difficult topics when we get into such deep technical conversations so that we can connect all the dots. We've got to have a good, clear foundation in place so that all of the other technical topics and opportunities make sense. It's like building a house. You got to have a good foundation in place in order to put up the walls and the roof and the windows and everything else. So with that, what does it mean to be rugged specifically in terms of computer hardware?
Well, that's a great question, Karen. And much like building a house, you have to start with a good foundation when you're ruggedizing products for the industrial and military market. So one of the things that we've learned over the years is you don't ruggedize everything. You need to be very selective about what things that you do pull in and into your ecosystem. So for us in the COTS ruggedization industry, we're looking for suppliers that are very concerned about high quality, high yield, high performance types of platforms so that we can really start with something that is stellar in terms of its reliability. So again, what does it mean to be rugged? It's really being able to withstand those environments and not have a detrimental performance impact just because of the environment. So you're looking at taking leading edge technologies and you're modifying those technologies so that they fit into those environments where they may not necessarily have been designed for, but through the work that we do at Crystal Group, we're able to actually cocoon, to modify, to protect those leading edge technologies so that the automotive industry, the warfighter, or the substation manager can actually go in and use those technologies and stay on that leading edge, providing the benefit of new technology without having to have huge cost increases. So to us, rugged means withstanding high degrees of shock, high extremes in terms of ambient temperature, very humid conditions, salt fog, anything like that where you wouldn't normally put a standard commercial computer or server. It just wouldn't work well. So that's what a rugged foundation means. Great way to queue up the question though, Karen, thanks.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate the depth and the detail of your explanation, because if I drop my mobile phone or my laptop and I'm going to go buy a rugged case, this is so much more than that. And having that confidence and that security in the seamless operation is so crucial to the industries and the customers that Crystal Group serves. And so with that, how do we differentiate rugged from commercial and industrial? What separates these different types of hardware?
So another great question. You know, commercial technologies are designed to do exactly that. They're going to be in a commercially benign environment. They're designed with the minimal amount of protection to be cost effective, mass produced, to be used for, you know, 4 or 5 years and then replaced. Our industrial base is providing computers to environments where there's high temperature, there's maybe a slight amount of shock or low level vibration. When you move into, let's say, the military environment, then you're starting to see more and more of the shock, you know, transit case integration, the products are being moved around, they're being pulled out of an MRAP or set up into a forward operating base. It's dirty, it's dusty, it's an uncontrolled environment, and you're looking at, you know, people kind of throwing the product around, and it's got to work when it gets there. It's critically important. We're finding that a lot of our customers had tried to put laptops or your standard off the shelf, and it just doesn't last long. Great question.
Well, and equally a wonderful response, because I think it's important to understand and articulate how these different categories apply to different needs. To your point about trying to take a standard laptop and put it into some of these harsher conditions, and it may work for a very short term or a quick test, if you will, but it's not going to ultimately serve their longer term purpose. So how do we interpret commercial off the shelf into this rugged environment? What happens in order to make it viable for these extreme environments?
Yeah, so that's a good way to try to delineate what Crystal Group does from a lot of the competitors in the industry. We're actually at the board level making modifications. There are times when we actually have to make cuts and jumps to get the boards to function, where they'll boot up at minus 40, or they'll actually survive a plus 65 environment. So there's physical board level modifications that we do. The other thing is we'll take a pretty hard look at what the chassis resonance is, and then compare that to the board resonance, comparing those two situations relative to the Q factor associated with vibration. And we're looking at BGA, solder ball, stress to strain, and fatigue cycle curves to make sure that we're creating a chassis that is sufficiently stiff to limit the fatigue damage associated with the solder joints. So really understanding the physics of failure associated with each one of these types of designs in the environments that they go into is key to being able to take a COTS product and making that work in an environment where it's not necessarily designed to go into. It's the right COTS with the right solution, adequately protected and enhanced so that it can survive.
That's excellent. And I think you summarized it very well. So now that we've defined rugged and we've talked about all of these different classifications, the one last thing is, how do we know when something is rugged? What are the criteria for meeting those standards?
Yeah, so great question, because a lot of our competitors claim to be rugged, but it's really in the test results. Can you produce the test data that would indicate, yes, I've done this vibration testing to the specific method 514. I've done the shock to method 516. I've got the data, and to what level? So complying with the platform requirements, with the specific mill standard requirement, the IEEE standards for temperature, vibration, and to that extent, power surge suppression, the IEC standards associated with electrical standards in the products. Those are all things that we're familiar with, and we're able to design and then test to those particular standards so that we know that we're compliant. So being an AS9100 aerospace qualified company, we take the standard testing that we do pretty seriously, as well as the process to get there to go do the testing. So we use a wide variety of testing standards depending on what the customer needs and where the product is going. So that's essentially how we know that we've actually met the ruggedization requirement.
Excellent. And I think that's, again, a critical point to make, is that it's one thing to say something is rugged. It is another to have the data to prove that it is rugged and truly meet those criteria for that high performance in whatever condition the program and application require. So again, I appreciate your time so much today, because it's so important to have that clear definition and foundation in place, because everything we talk about from here will build off of this. So Jim, again, I want to thank you for your time today and your expertise. And I know we'll be talking again soon on a wide variety of other fascinating topics. I also want to thank our listeners today. And if you have any specific questions on today's conversation or ideas for future topics, please send us a message at info@crystalrugged.com so we make sure to address issues and questions that are of the most importance to you. And until next time, this is Karen, and I'll wrap with you soon.